This is BBC Radio News from London. The death has been announced of Diana, Princess of Wales. She died in hospital in the early hours this morning after a car crash in central Paris. The Queen, the Prince of Wales, and her two sons have been informed of her death. This is BBC Radio News from London with James Naughtie and Peter Allen, bringing you a special programme on the death of Diana, Princess of Wales. We'll be reporting on the car crash in which she died in Paris, hearing the reactions to her death and remembering her life. First, the news in detail from Andrew Crawford.
In a statement, Buckingham Palace has said the Queen and the Prince of Wales are deeply shocked and distressed by Princess Diana's death. Diana's two sons, William and Harry, have been told of their mother's death by Prince Charles. The princess, who was 36, was seriously injured in the accident on a riverside expressway in the centre of Paris. The princess's friend, Dodi Al-Fayed, and the driver of their car were also killed. Police say they were being pursued by press photographers. The princess died from heart failure while undergoing emergency treatment in hospital. The French Interior Minister announced her death shortly before 5 o'clock this morning. The news was broken to the royal family at Balmoral, where they're on holiday. Reporting from Paris is our correspondent, Kevin Connolly.
Within minutes of the crash in a tunnel on an expressway that runs alongside the River Seine, it was clear that the situation was very grave. It was not long before confirmation came that both Dodi El-Fayed and the driver of the vehicle had died. The car, which eyewitnesses said struck a wall, was crushed, with the roof smashed down to the level of the bonnet by the violence of the impact. At the time of the accident, the car was being chased by a posse of paparazzi photographers on motorbikes. Seven of them are now being questioned by police. For some time, there was no word on the princess's condition beyond that it was serious. But gradually, a mood of shock and disbelief began to spread among those keeping a grim vigil outside the Pitié-Salpêtrière hospital, where she was undergoing emergency surgery in intensive care. The official French announcement that she was dead came less than 5 hours after the accident. Police outside the hospital are now moving crowd control barriers into place, clearly expecting that outside its gates in the hours to come will begin an international outpouring of grief.
Princess Diana suffered massive internal bleeding. Doctors battled for 2 hours to try to save her, as the head of the hospital's intensive care unit, Dr. Bruno Rio, explained. His words were spoken by an interpreter.
At her arrival at the Salpêtrière Hospital, she was in a condition of serious hemorrhage and shock. Shortly thereafter, she went into cardiac arrest. An urgent surgery showed a severe wound to the left pulmonary vein. Despite the closure of this wound and a 2-hour external and internal cardiac massage, no efficient respiratory circulation could be established, and she died at 4 a.m. Paris time.
From every corner of the political world have come expressions of grief and concern. Senior politicians of all parties and several generations have described her death as a tragic loss to the nation and the world. And some have spoken of their sense of deep unease that the overwhelming media interest in the princess had possibly caused her death. Here's our political correspondent, Nicholas Jones.
The Prime Minister was woken shortly before 2 a.m. at his constituency home to be told of the accident. He asked to be kept informed of Princess Diana's condition. 3 hours later, after the official confirmation of her death, Mr. Blair said he was utterly devastated. The whole of the country, All of us, he said, would be in a state of shock and mourning. Mr. Blair said Diana was a wonderful, warm and compassionate person who people, not just in Britain, but throughout the world, loved, and she would be mourned as a friend. The first official confirmation of her death came from the Foreign Secretary, Robin Cook. He'd only recently complimented the princess on her campaign against landmines and gave his reaction in the Philippines.
I am greatly shocked by this news. Our first thoughts must be with her children and with her family at this time of immense loss to them. I was fortunate to have the opportunity of working with the princess on her international charity work. I believe what has happened is a tragic loss at a young age of someone who'd shown great courage and commitment in drawing attention to serious issues. For the next few days, her family and the nation must have time to come to terms with their immense sadness and loss. In the longer term, serious questions will need to be asked as to whether the aggressive intrusion into her privacy has contributed to this tragedy.
The Conservative leader, William Hague, who was woken at 5 a.m, paid his tribute.
I think the whole nation will be in shock and much of it in tears. And I think, in particular, our hearts go out to Prince William and Prince Harry. We've heard they've been told the news, and I think we will all be thinking of them throughout the day.
Paddy Ashdown, the Liberal Democrat leader, said he was speechless with shock on hearing the news.
She seems to have been one of the brightest lights of the last 10 or 15 years, and now, lo and behold, suddenly the light has gone out. I think the nation, and you can hear it in my voice too, I fear everybody who knows her and everybody who hears this piece of news is just going to take some time to come to terms to, in order to be able to produce some kind of rational response to that question and all the others that surround it.
Politicians believe the way the princess was being chased by photographers underlined yet again the need for more responsible behaviour by the media. The Home Office Minister Alan Michael spoke for the government.
There is obviously, has been throughout her life, massive interest in her, but there must be a limit on those activities at some point. I think in this country in recent years there has come to be a sense on the part of newspapers and those involved, the idea that there is a line and that it is possible for things to go too far. The concern will be about the aggression that the reports indicate was shown by the paparazzi pursuing the princess's car.
But doubts about whether the paparazzi could be curbed were voiced by the former Labour Premier, Lord Callaghan, who thought the likelihood of them behaving with moderation was pretty remote.
Mohammed Al-Fayed, the father of the princess's companion, Dodi, flew to Paris after being told of his son's death. But Mr. Al-Fayed, who's the owner of Harrods, learned that the princess had died only when he arrived in the city. Harrods Director of Public Affairs, Michael Cole, described the accident as an appalling and needless tragedy.
There is no doubt in Mr. Al-Fayed's mind that this tragedy would not have occurred but for the press photographers who have dogged and pursued Dodi and Princess Diana for weeks now. And this sort of pursuit is entirely unacceptable.
As the news spread, world leaders expressed their condolences. President Clinton said he was profoundly saddened by the death. The Australian Prime Minister, John Howard, said the accident had ended the life of a person who held a particular fascination for the people of the world. The French Interior Minister, Jean-Pierre Chevènement, offered the royal family the condolences of the French people. And the United Nations issued a statement saying the world had lost an ambassador in the campaign to ban anti-personnel mines, a cause championed by the princess. Now to look back over the life of the princess is our court correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
The story of the Princess of Wales began as a fairy tale and ended as a nightmare. And not only did it leave her devastated, it helped to trigger a debate about the future of the monarchy unprecedented in modern times. Diana revealed her feelings in an interview with the BBC Panorama programme in 1995.
I'd like to be a queen of people's hearts in people's hearts, but I don't see myself being queen of this country. I don't think many people would want me to be queen. Actually, when I say many people, I mean the establishment that I'm married into, because they've decided that I'm a non-starter.
She spoke, too, about the failure of her marriage, which she blamed on her husband's love for another woman.
Well, there were three of us in this marriage, so it was a bit crowded.